Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 270. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, who's enjoying the rain.
Yes, it's raining. Oh my gosh, it's been months.
It's been like 3 weeks, I think, since we had any serious rain.
Yeah.
It's coming down pretty hard out there. Hopefully it'll keep coming down like that all night. Wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
It's great that I was driving in this Monday evening, and droplets in the car. It's great. I just hope it just keeps going. And water my lawn. My lawn is dead. Our lawn is all dead. It's all brown and everything. I'm trying to revive it with, trying to water it once or twice a day.
I try to water mine sporadically, but not go overkill with it, But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us on episode 270. And Ray and I are here in Houston, and we just finished Pride Weekend. Yeah, it's been a big Pride Weekend for us. But first,
yay, it's over with.
It's over with. Because for us, it's really, for both me and Ray, for us, it's really a busy weekend because of a lot of Pride stuff, like the parade. What number is the Bears? The Houston area Bears.
We were 33.
33. Okay, good for you guys. You guys are ahead. We were number 42 in Asians and Friends. Oh, I got to show you the pictures. What is it? We had the Hello Kitty heads. We were pretty much
Hello Kitty heads. Yes. Somebody sent out video. I hadn't had a chance to look at it yet since I just got home and ate dinner, and because we're recording a little earlier tonight. So
yeah, that's right. Actually, I took some pictures and videos of us with our Hello Kitty heads. That's our theme. That's what we chose to do. Thanks to John D. John was the one who designed the Hello Kitty heads, and big guys in tutus and pink tutus walking around, and it was fun. It was fun.
I saw Mike in his tutu the other day.
Mike was in. That's right. Mike, when we finished the parade. When we finished marching and everything, we even had our dance moves and everything. We went to the bars. Well, we passed by the bars. We didn't go into the bars. I don't think they're gonna let us in. Guys with big Hello Kitty heads and tutus, and that wouldn't be too attractive when you go in. So yeah, we were walking around, and we got a lot of attention. People were trying to get our Hello Kitty heads. There were about 20 of us who had Hello Kitty heads, and people were running around and following us and asking if they could get the Hello Kitty head for their kids and everything. And I was really reluctant to give away my kitty.
And all the gays are running around trying to get the tutus.
I get to keep the tutus. But it's fun. I mean, just marching around. It was really fun. I like the... Although I have to admit that our entry is not really... in theme of the whole Pride parade, Pride event.
You're using your kitty power for justice.
Yeah, using our pussy power. Pussy power for justice. Yeah, it's what is it? Out for Justice. That is our theme here in Houston. Out for Justice. So you guys, what about your float? What about your entry? And with Houston,
our float was Justice for All.
Just for all.
And kind of like the Justice League headquarters, kind of, all these glowing columns and this big shield in the back and everything. So it was pretty cool. It was probably so far out of all the floats together, it was kind of the easiest to assemble because we actually had time to get it done, come home, take a shower, rest for about an hour before we had to go back down, move it, and finish assembling it at the site. So.
Oh, good for you. Yours is easy. You just need to, you marched.
Well, it wasn't that easy, but I rode on the float. I set my big old fat butt down on that float and rode. I let everybody else walk. I was like, I am old.
Did you dance? You're supposed to dance when you're on the float.
Well, the Tony's Corner Pocket dancers were behind me.
Oh, okay.
Which was funny. They were there doing right before the parade started. They're all doing push-ups and stuff, trying to outdo each other. I was just like, all right, NASA boys, y'all go. I'll enjoy the view. Come on. Take it on down to the shorts. Daddy will watch.
But you should have done the same thing. Did some push-ups too on the float.
Please, I was so freaking exhausted by the time the parade started. All I want to do is come home and go to bed. But what did I do? I come home, took a shower, I went to Patrick's and got in the pool for about an hour. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to just really relax after that. Oh, we went to a pool party. We're thinking about, which pool party to go to, but we didn't know what time you guys are going to Patrick's. So we went to the Asians and Friends one. And
yeah, I heard y'all had naked Asians. What's that about?
There was one butt. There was only one person but who was naked. But
you see, those parties aren't like that.
No, Asians and Friends parties are not like that. They're not like the Bears.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be. I guess so. I agree.
Well, the Bears are just very friendly. You know what I'm saying? We're just very friendly.
Yeah. And with the Bears, those trunks don't – they would break trunks. We just go whenever and get naked. It's very easy. What pool party, bear pool party out there is – clothing that has, you know, most of the time it's clothing discouraged, right? So that's how it is with bears usually here in Houston. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much our weekend. Yeah, just hanging out. And we got...
Oh, I went and saw the proposal Friday night.
How do you like it?
I liked it a lot. My friend Will came into town from Tennessee.
Oh, shout out. Mm-hmm.
Shout out. And we had dinner and went and saw the proposal and hung out and caught up. And it was a good weekend. He came and helped on a float on Saturday, and we put his butt to work. And he marched in the parade Saturday night, which is, I think he said it was his first Pride parade ever. So
really? Okay.
Really. So, you know.
Did he march?
Yeah.
Oh, he marched along. Okay.
He was in flip-flops, just sat saying along with the float.
You know, that's a question I've always had in mind and with our listeners. Okay, listener, do you join the parade? Are you in the parade yourself, or you just watch it, or you wish you had in your city, but there's none? Just like Will. Will didn't have any in his city, so he went to another city. And tell us if you don't care at all. Yeah, so therefore, do you march in the parade? Do you watch the parade? Or you wish you were in a parade, but you can't, that there's none in your city, or you don't care at all. So, yeah, email us.
And there are two other people. One is Kevin and Ben. Kevin just turned 18, and he's a friend of mine. He's like, can I come march y'all? I said, sure, come on.
Oh, cool.
I think they had a better time than anybody else because it was their first. It was his first Pride, too. He'd never been to a Pride.
Oh, okay.
And
him first
and
Pride.
Ben got to walk. Mm-hmm. Got to walk in the parade and give out candy and do all that kind of stuff and act fool and have a good time. So
you're allowed to give out candy? Did you pay for it? Or you just gave out candy anyway?
Well, you know, I'm a dirty old man. I always give out candy to little boys.
Ah, okay. Awesome.
No, actually, Tony provided, I think it was candy and beads and all kind of stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Out there with the float,
yeah. So. They're really strict about that. We can our entry. We cannot throw anything. We can't just throw anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, it has to be approved. And stuff like beads, people will pick up and use, and candy, the kids will get it and eat it. But
yep.
You know, some of that stuff gets thrown. You can't certain stuff. If it gets thrown out there, just gets thrown on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all fun. It's it lasted until midnight, I think. And I was just too excited.
We got registered so early. We were done and back at the bar by like 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you went to the bars afterwards?
Well, we went back to Tony's to unload.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And unloaded, got everything unpacked and tore down. And I think it was like midnight. And we all did a good shot and walked off and came home, took a shower and everything. We were over at Patrick's by what, 1, I think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, or maybe earlier than that. I don't know. I can't remember solid blur.
But yeah, it's been a fun weekend. Tell us about your Pride weekend, everyone. And I would like to hear your Pride stories if it's your first time or whatever. Yeah, just post a comment on the website. But anyway, okay, let's move along.
Dim sum.
We went dim sum Sunday.
Yeah, we went Sunday. After we all dragged half dead out of bed from Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Not some dim sum. And that was Will's first time having dim sum and Kyle's first time having dim sum.
And
so.
Apparently Patrick's too. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's right. Patrick never had dim sum.
All three of them never had dim sum before. How could they? They're bear-oriented people. Well,
I loved them some.
I loved them some too. I love the experience.
I just got to learn the names of the stuff so I know what to order when I go there. I don't have to take an Asian with me.
No. You just need to know shumai and dumplings, and you're good. You're good.
Yeah. To go. Well, the ones that where we're at this week that we ate this time, they were good about opening up and letting you see what was in there. Mm-hmm. And I can go visually and say, "Oh yeah, I want that."
Yeah, that's what they usually do. They don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the other place that we went that we've gone to, they didn't do that. They're like, "Come by, I want to argue with you about you need this, you need this, you need this." And I'm like, "What is that?"
So. Yeah. So. It's pretty sad that they don't make it too clear. But yeah, so yeah, dim sum was really nice. But it's awesome. But Mike is here. So Mike is with me the whole weekend, which is awesome. And we got to hang around and we did our fundraiser at the Tony's Corner Pocket. Tony's Corner Pocket is really, really busy right now. That's our bar. That's where we always hang out. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, let's get on with some of the news we got. And it's really important because especially it's in Texas. Yeah. Okay, so it's...
Are you talking about the raid on the bar?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Stonewall Revisited in Texas?
Yeah, that's right. What article did
you mean? You mean that 40th anniversary?
Yeah.
On the 40th anniversary of Stonewall, bars get busted in Dallas, get raided in Dallas. I mean, excuse me, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Oh, that's where Andrew is. Andrew was looking for us. You know Andrew from Fort Worth? He met us at Bear Watch. Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew. You know, give us the total skinny on what everybody's saying up in the Big D.
Yeah, post a comment or voicemail us or call us, email us.
So let us know what everybody's, because there's been a bunch of protests in this Sunday because of the raid at several bars that were made that Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And the police, from the story we've read, the police showed up with paddy wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And walked in with zip ties, ready to arrest people, not going in saying what's going on, you know, if there's anything wrong going on. One guy got a fractured skull and he's in the hospital in intensive care.
Mm-hmm.
Seven people got arrested. A couple of the cops said they were arrested for public intoxication because they made sexual advances towards the officers.
Well, for one thing, it is Pride Weekend. And who knows they're just costumes, but they're real cops, I guess.
Yeah.
And yes, seven arrested for public intoxication. Well, it's a bar. And they might be with their friends anyway.
Well, you know, if the police go into a bar, they're going to do something to arrest somebody anyhow. I mean, it's pretty much a given. They just don't walk in and not walk out.
That's really terrible.
It's very rare. But to do it, I guess they were doing it, that thought they were doing it that night, going to make a point. But I think it stirred up more trouble than they were willing to admit. So,
mm-hmm. So yeah. What is it? What a comment here from Dallas. I don't
know. Has any of the national media picked up on this?
I don't know.
I don't remember heard anything about it. When I did a Google search, it only came up in the Dallas Voice and the other link that you sent me, which was, mm-hmm. Was that Pride Out? What was that called? What was that paper?
Oh, I don't know. What is it? Oh, from gay rights. Change.org. Hmm.
Change.org, yeah. That's the only two places I saw it. I mean,
yeah. Isn't it? This needs to have a big coverage. So if anybody out there listening or if you have a podcast, talk about it in your show. And yeah, it's really sad. So I read here from a Dallas Voice. Between 150 and 200 people gathered on the steps of the Tarrant County Courthouse yesterday, June 28th. The 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion to protest a police raid on the Fort Worth gay bar, the Rainbow Lounge, at around 1 a.m. that day. So gay Fort Worth City Council member Joel Burns told the protesters he has called on Police Chief Jeffrey Halstead to conduct a thorough investigation. I don't even know if they're going to do an investigation on this one. They may just put this in a back burner. Who knows?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully enough people will get angry and keep harassing the Fort Worth County Police Department, that they won't do that.
Yeah, that's really terrible. I mean, if any of you guys are from Fort Worth, tell us about it, though. You might be there. Email us.
Try it. If you're there, email us.
Yeah, you might be there. You might have been there. It would be nice to hear what's happening in Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah, okay. So moving right along, shall we go with the email from Cedric or the...
I think we need to do the obits.
Obituary. Okay. Well, it's really sad, I should say. It's
It's been a rough week. It's been a rough celebrity
and
week.
And to think it's a Pride week even, and all these things happen. It's unbelievable. When is it? Early in the week was Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
And then June 25th, actually it's the birthday of a couple of my friends, Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett that morning.
Mm-hmm. That morning, and then about 2 hours after, 3 hours after, I think, it was Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
And then, after a couple of days, yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, Billy Mays, okay. OxyClean guy, dies. So, yeah. What's up with that? Everybody's dying.
Did we ever find out how old he actually was?
50 years old.
I know he's only 50.
Billy Mays is 50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jackson was 50. So what's going on?
Farrah Fawcett was how old?
Oh, I don't know.
I think mid-50s.
She's in the mid-50s.
She's in her 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, was she?
Okay, so they say it comes in threes, right?
Maybe she was in her 60s.
Huh? It comes in threes, all deaths.
Yeah, but we had four this time. So.
Four this time. But, you know, if you think about it, during the year, last month was David Carradine.
Yeah.
So if it's Dave, if you count him, David Carradine, Ed McMahon, and Farrah Fawcett, and then now Michael Jackson and Billy Mays, who's going to be next if it comes in threes? Ooh, people are thinking Patrick Swayze. What do you think?
Never can tell.
I never can tell.
You never know.
Well, I hope.
See, you can't call death. Death comes for every man. So yeah, at some point,
if it's your time, it's your time.
For some of us, it comes sooner. For some of us, it comes later. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's greatly unexpected. So,
mm-hmm.
So, but it's very interesting. So, are we going to talk about all the bad Michael Jackson jokes that are going around?
No, don't. No, Michael Jackson jokes.
No. No, not even about that. It really wasn't cardiac arrest. It was food poisoning because he was found with a 9-year-old weenie.
Oh, 9-year-old weenie. That's so bad. That's so bad. Mm-hmm.
So, no. Or that he's going to be cremated and his ashes. And since he's 90% plastic, he's going to be given to Lego so kids can play with him per chance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So. Gosh. It's old bad jokes.
Flying around left and right. So.
That's right.
This weekend.
It's really sad. But yeah, so rest in peace. Four of them have died. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, let's not forget. The heart attack was caused by he got overexcited when John and Kate asked him to babysit.
That was actually the funniest, but that's so bad.
Somebody asked today, who's going to be more famous in a year, John or Kate?
Probably Kate, because she's bitchy. That's what I say. Mike likes John and Kate a lot, and who knows, they might have their own reality TV show each. Maybe.
Who knows?
Probably not. I hope
John
not.
Will be life after Kate.
Won't they? Won't
Kate's will be single mom with a deadbeat dad.
Won't they be charged, or maybe the judges would jump in saying that it's pretty much like slight child labor, or
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like exploiting your kids already if you're going to do it that way.
Yeah, but look how many kids they got. I mean, they're trying to make money to pay for the kids. Kids are expensive.
I know, but do you think Octomom's going to do the same thing? I guess she's going to do the same thing.
Oh, she's a crack hole. You know, tell her what she's going to do.
Yeah. Octomom.
She is street rat crazy, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Now on to our buddy Cedric out from, where's Cedric at? Was it El Paso? Cedric, am I getting it right? I can't remember. I know he's somewhere far out in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty good picture too. Okay, so he's got a very long email. It's generally about Democrats and Republicans. This is going to be a little bit political. We can talk about it a little. And what is it? How do you summarize this? That people are arguing that the Republicans are dying out and that the liberals are taking over. But the fact is that Republicans are not dying out and won't for a long time.
No, they're just getting busted in Argentina.
Yeah, you know, these... That's right. Isn't he from your town?
He's from my former home state.
From home state? Oh, no. Yeah, all these Republicans being arrested or being, you know, being busted, like, who else? Like Larry Craig, toe tapper. Oh, no, white stance guy. And who's the guy from South Carolina who went to Argentina? Argentina?
The governor?
The governor, what's his name? Sure.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I live there. I live in Texas. I don't know what I'm worried about. Yeah. I'm the governor I'm worried about.
That's right. I don't remember anymore.
Rick Pitt.
But yeah, all these guys, I don't know. I don't see anything that implicates any Democrat that I've seen. So are they dying out? But yeah, so what do you think of this comment from Cedric Gray about Republicans dying out, but apparently they're not. They're balancing out the from each other. They're the number of liberals are balancing out with the Republicans.
So actually, we ought to post this article on the website and let people respond to it.
Yeah, maybe we should
that way because it's very long. It's a very good read, and Cedric mm-hmm. makes a very good point.
Yeah, Cedric,
here,
tell us where it is. If you post it in a blog, we can probably link to it or something. And I don't know, because honestly, I'm not very political myself. But as far as I know, I were voting, I would be, you know, I would do the Democrat all the time. That's just me. And
so my question is, did you vote for Imelda?
No, I did not. Although it's fabulous to have all those 2,000 Jews. No, I don't. I did not.
We're gonna post this. Let's post it on the website and see what comments response we get back this week, mm-hmm. and we can maybe get Cedric in to give some reply on the feedback we get.
Yeah,
so.
You can do that. Hey everyone, this is Nard. Just an intermission here in between the show because you know, some announcements that I have. A Bear's Life magazine has come out with the Bear's Life TV. Yeah. Wow. We're going mainstream now on media, TV. Okay, so let me play a little clip of the beginning here. Yeah, it's a good montage of bears.
Welcome to A Bear's Life on the Web. I'm your host, Steve Harris, editor-in-chief of A Bear's Life magazine. For this premiere episode, we'll take you to Provincetown, Massachusetts, known for its beautiful beaches, specialty shops, and amazing nightlife. Then, we'll celebrate Bear Week with the Provincetown Bears and see how over 3,000 of us spend a week filled with fur, fun, and mayhem. But first, let's visit the home of Jeff Costello and Robert Tagliapetra. They're not your typical bears. Even though they wear flannel and boots to work, they're the hottest definitely. Fashion designers of women's couture in the world.
Okay, so yeah, it's they're having their own TV now. It's about 10 minutes. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You guys might like it. Go check it out. Let me see the link. The link is just go to Bear's Life magazine, bearslifemag.com, and you'll see the links to that. Okay, so moving on. I have an email here from Man from Australia. Actually, we were talking. I was talking to the guys from the Harbor City Bears with John Richardson, and he mentioned Man here, who's a DJ there in Sydney. Okay, so let me read the email here. Greetings, my name is Man. And I am a DJ in Sydney, formerly from Hong Kong. My details can be found at djman.com.au. Okay. John Richardson mentioned my name in a recent interview. Yeah, when we had the DHC Bears a few episodes ago. Recent interview when responding to the questions about Asians being welcome at HC Bears. Yeah, we posed that question when we were there, when we were talking with the guys from Sydney. I have DJed at a number of events for them, and my music is very popular with the bears here. Awesome. Being an established DJ in Hong Kong and moving to Australia, where no one apart from my partner knew me breaking into the industry, was difficult, but HC Bears gave me the opportunity. First, by allowing me to play at their 10 nights, and my big break when I DJed at their Chunky Party in May. Since then, I have been getting regular work at other venues as well with the Bears. Yeah, so that's awesome. If you have, I want to check out your music, man. And yeah, just give me links to it. I'll check out your website. So yeah, go to djman.com.au. I'll put the links on the website for you guys to check. Okay, let's get on with the Bear events. Okay, we have here Bearpalooza. Bearpalooza on July 4th at Long Fork. Yeah, it's Long Fork. So if you go to longfork.com, and it's actually a clothing optional gay retreat place in the mountains of West Virginia. Wow, awesome. Okay, so what's going to happen there? It's going to be, of course, Bearpalooza, showcasing artists from the bear community. So it's going to play Charlie K. Brown, Eric Waldo, Freddie Freeman, and of course Kendall, and James Bradford and Toshio Mana. Yeah, Red Moon River. Hey, Toshio, shout out. And one more, Patrick Arena. They're all going to be at longfork.com. Or you can also check out bearpalooza.com for more info. How about Wichita, Kansas? In July 10th. To 12. Yeah, it's Bears in the Heat 7. Yeah, it's awesome to actually, I think I had them in the show before. Yeah, Ken and Steve. Yeah, I had them in the show before, and a couple of years ago, and they're having their event now. It's well, the hotel is already sold out, and I think they're probably just having some overflow. Having to arrange with the overflow hotels right now. So yeah, so check out WichitaBears.org if you're in the vicinity and you might want to go there. Mm-hmm. And some time ago, I remember Elijah Black performed there too, so that'd be good. I don't know if he's going to go this year. They don't have much details on their website, but you can do see the schedule they have. The usual breakfast. They have poker, a poker run mystery tour, and hospitality suite, of course, and a tour of Wichita area sites and museums. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, so check it out, WichitaBears.org, and check out Bears in the Heat. Speaking of Bears in the Heat, well, this coming weekend, I plan to go to Dallas for Meet the Heat softball, and well, I hope I don't know, well enough to be able to go there. It's gonna be, well, we'll be there with a couple of friends, and there's gonna be a lot of Bears there too that will be playing. I bet they usually go, there's a lot of Bears who play softball, so that'd be nice. Anyway, okay, let's go back to our show. Something.
Oh, did anybody see, I'm jumping subject here, but yesterday, George Stephanopoulos, whatever his show was on, he was having this round table about Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and his passing and the impact on culture. And they had like all these white people there and one black, the token black guy, you know, and the black guy was just spitting out all this stuff. And the one light white chick from the New York Times looked at him. She said, well, that was very wordy. And I don't understand it, but it was very wordy, and because he was going all this stuff. But she said, you know, there'll never be another Michael Jackson.
Why so?
Because the people have changed. Back when Michael Jackson was performing and doing his stuff as a kid, people stayed at home as a family to watch them. When they did the Motown Awards awarding Berry Gordy, excuse me, and Michael Jackson perform. Whoa.
What? You okay?
We almost lost power.
Oh, you're still on.
In fact, well, the Mac is, the PC didn't make it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's coming back up.
Oh, okay.
So, where
were you?
talking about the people that grew up with Michael Jackson from the 60s up through the 80s, early 90s, when he was doing Thriller and everything was really big before all the controversy stuff started. Mm-hmm. It was more family oriented and people spent time together watching that kind of stuff. And now you don't have that kind of pop stardom. I mean, you have people that get famous for a little bit, but they're not worldwide like that as much as Michael Jackson was.
Yeah,
because the nation's changed, and she went into this whole long thing about it, but it was a very good spiel on what she had to say about it. Oh, look, here comes Scaredy Dog. Mm-hmm.
But you did mention about, you know, families watching them. Now everybody, do people watch together anymore? Everybody's got their own media. They have their own MP3 players. Your own cell phones.
Nobody sits down and watches TV together as a family, or. You know, you don't hear of it happening that much.
No, I don't.
So I now watch most of my TV laying in my bed with the dog. So,
mm-hmm. Or have friends over, and that's pretty much what happens now. You hang out with your friends, but actually, as a family, I guess there's not anymore. Maybe we're biased because, you know, we don't have our families with us. Well, personally, I don't have my mom here, and we don't watch together anymore. But you know, maybe if people are, you know, with their family, with their kids, and their father and their kids.
But yes, but like people our age grew up with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, he's only 50, and I'm 41, so there's only 9 years difference between us. So when he was out performing as a kid and with the Jackson 5, I grew up with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. I actually, during the Thriller days, that's when I really got into Michael Jackson and Beat It, Billie Jean. Not much of Billie Jean.
You had a zipper jacket, didn't you, Maynard?
What?
You wore the glove. You wore the glove and had one of those zippered up jackets, didn't you?
No, I didn't reach that point. No.
Oh, I think we need to call around the Philippines and get some pictures of Maynard as a teenager. I'm thinking he did.
I was dancing the Thriller back then, and I love that.
I heard you were doing some pretty good moonwalking at the bowling alley.
interpreting
Michael Jackson's dance moves.
But,
you know.
Okay, we were bowling, and everybody's putting in, you know, money into the jukebox, playing all these Michael Jackson songs. It was playing the whole night. They're all Michael Jackson. So, and then when Billie Jean came up, yeah, so everybody had to dance it. Some of us, and then Thriller and Beat It, you know, the usual songs. But it was fun. You miss bowling. Should have gone bowling last weekend.
Oh, I was doing the movie thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But anyway, what else do we have? So how do we move on?
Oh, yeah, we have some tribute to Michael Jackson from your people.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to put a link on the website in that one. What is it? Can you play it on your browser?
I don't have the link. I emailed the link to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. But it's actually these people who are, you know, these are prisoners from the Philippines. And how did it go 10 hours later after it was recorded 10 hours after
Michael Jackson passed?
You know what I think? I think they already had that number done.
Well, from what I understand, the warden was a big fan of Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So apparently to give the inmates something to do, he had them learn dance moves to Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah.
And they all got into it because it was like it gave them something to do and gave them purpose. And apparently, they got very serious about it. So.
Talk about serious. The first one was Thriller, I think. That many a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. And there are about how many hundreds of prisoners all wearing orange suits and orange jumpsuits and all dancing to the tune and doing the Michael Jackson dance. And it was funny because that's how we remember how it was danced before. Yeah. So 10 hours, I think, after Michael Jackson died, they had the same dance. I think they're dancing to it and they just played Michael Jackson's song over it. So they may have had that number already in mind. They were dancing it.
It was really cool.
They
were talking all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll play it in the background, maybe. And that's pretty much.
Have you seen iTunes? Have you been on iTunes this week?
No, not yet.
Last night, all the Michael Jackson stuff was in the top five.
Oh,
top 10.
Yeah, that's right. I heard about that. It jumped number one. at iTunes, but I haven't been. I only read about it, and but it's awesome though. Maybe to pay for the debt. He's got $500 million in debt, so maybe he can get the revenue from that. But anyway, well, it's about 30 minutes right now. What else are we going to talk about? I guess that's pretty much it.
Oh, no. Did Pride? We did Dim Sum. We did the raid in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. We talked about Cedric, which we're going to post on the website, mm-hmm. and hopefully people will give us some comments about it, and then we can interact with Cedric. Maybe we get Cedric on the show or something.
Yeah, we should
have him talk about it a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So, what are your plans this coming July?
I might go and be going to that little convention they have in San Diego called Comic-Con. Actually, I know I'm going now because I got the tickets. The tickets are here. Mm. I just have to go pick them up. So I am going to Comic-Con.
You Yay. Bitch. I should be there too. I want to go.
Oh, please. You're going to be driving around with Mike all over wherever y'all going to drive around.
Yeah, we'll be driving to...
On y'all's triple A tour of the U.S. or whatever y'all are doing.
Is it worth to get triple A? I was thinking about getting triple A. No, not anymore, right?
I don't think so anymore. I think most people's insurance cover most of that stuff anymore.
People do that because they want, what do you call this, maps and everything. But we have GPS already. We got the iPhone.
That's right.
We
got the iPhone. GPS, got the Garmin.
We have a GPS and maps. We can just print it out. Mike's got that already. He's going to surprise me all the way. I do not know where we're going to stop. We're just going to drive and drive and drive and then...
So we're going to have like a contest going where y'all going? Where's Maynard? Where's the Nard?
Yeah.
Like where's Waldo? Where's the Nard?
I'll turn on my GPS so I could do a looped thing.
That's right. I'll have to put you on looped.
Or
where's the Nard?
Yeah, I usually Twitter it. I'd rather use Twitter. You're getting... you're doing some tweeting lately. Yeah.
I did a little Twitter.
Yeah.
A little Twitter.
Follow Ray at Huber Dad.
Trying to get Twitter going. Also, you know, I just not that into I went to McDonald's and got a bad cheeseburger, you know, type deal thing.
Well, yeah.
But I'm trying.
Yeah, just Twitter along. It's awesome that you and I could, you know, just. I keep there are listeners who follow me and, I Twitter the episode whenever it comes out and stuff like that. But anyway, okay, so that's going to be in July. And this coming, what are you planning this 4th of July?
I'm going to a couple pool parties this weekend, so.
Ooh, pool parties. Good for you. Yep. I don't know if I'm going to be.
You're going to be you're in Dallas or something.
Yeah, we're going to be in Dallas. We're going to do some
you're gonna tournament. Do Maynard, who are you going to do?
Mike and I are going to be there. It's going to be a softball tournament, and our team's going to be there. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, don't go to the bars in Fort Worth. You get arrested.
Yeah. You know what? I should be there. You know, I'll bring my recorder and be there and get raided again and hang out right there so I could record. We are here. This is Nard. And we are being raided here at the Rainbow Lounge.
And I'm getting my head cracked in by a cop. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whack,
whack. Yeah, I should do that. Record from the gay bar. Maybe we could talk to the owner. What happened there?
There you go. Call him. You know the boss.
I don't know. We shall see. I don't even know.
Can we talk here?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can. But, you know, Fort Worth, I've only been there about 3 or 4 times in my life. So I don't know my way around Fort Worth. I get lost. The first 2 times I got lost. So
you have an iPhone. You can find your way.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the iPhone. Which I got a new case of it. See? I used to have the green one. Now I have the clear one. A clear case. It's pretty sturdy. It's pretty hard. And it's got a nice plastic cover on top of it, which is nice. $6. eBay. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yay. But anyway, okay. So I guess we're just going to wrap this up. What are you going to do now? You're going to watch Weeds?
No, actually, I'm about 2 episodes behind. I got to go catch up. But I got some video stuff I got to get done.
I have to watch True Blood, though. That's what I need to do. Was it good last night?
What? Very good last night. Wayne came over and we sit here and we cooked our grilled steaks and we watched True Blood and had key lime pie.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. Key lime pie. Mm-hmm. So, I wish I was there, but we got busy. Yesterday our teams raised $1,500.
Sweet.
On our fundraiser last night at the Tony's Corner Pocket, which is great. It's awesome.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Before we go, I would like to say happy birthday to Larry Flick from Series Out Q. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy birthday, Mr. Larry. Uh-huh. Happy birthday, dear Mr. Larry. Call us and have us on your show, too.
I hope he hears that.
We have who's calling now?
Uh-oh.
Who is this calling? It's a solicitor. Watch.
Okay, who is it? Who is it?
It's got letters GHS, and it says call from. Call from. I love it.
Okay. I guess you need to turn that off also, not only your old iPhone, whenever we record.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We're almost done anyway. Hey, you're coming away. Your volume. What happened?
My volume? Why am I going away?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I just wasn't talking loud enough.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Anyway, so thank you guys for listening. And it's not much this episode. It's just like, you know, Ray and I just talking.
It's a recovery episode.
Yeah,
recovery
we're recovering from our Pride weekend. It's been a big weekend. So I hope we win. I hope we win our entry.
When did they announce it? They didn't announce it last night?
No, they announced it about a couple of days or probably a week after. Okay. We've been winning for the past 3 years, so I hope we win again. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. And email us, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or Ray at bearpodcast.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter.
Yes, mine is nard. Huberdad. Yeah, Twitter.
And then we got that little Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then you can watch. Then if you have iPhone, you can go listen to us at www.bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
Did I get it right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
And leave us a voicemail comment. And we always like voicemail.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So call and complain about Cedric. Actually, after we post the stuff on the site, go complain about Cedric. Mm-hmm. And then we can get him back and get all George Stephanopoulos with it and get him to fight and defend his position.
So. That's right. So, okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. And happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride week and happy Pride month. And
happy Pride, Zach.
Next stop will be 4th of July weekend. So, we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.